Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg. I'm the Pro Tem Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling this meeting to order. This is a regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It was noticed, I think, back in April by Nancy Sorden. And the time is now, let me get the exact time, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'd like to have our pro tem secretary, Grace Aaron, call the roll.
Good evening, everybody. Here we go. Grace Aaron is here. Gary Boast, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Good. Adrian LaViolette. Martha Peterson.
Here.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. Eileen Rosin.
Here.
Good. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Good. So we have, I'll go over the people who aren't here one more time. Gary Boast, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James, Adrian LaViolette, Mansoor Sabah. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people on the call. We have quorum. And Mr. Tatum, you're here as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mr. Tatum, for the public, is our parliamentarian, and we appreciate it very much. Okay, back to you, Alex.
Okay, we have a few preliminary housekeeping items to get through before we can set the agenda. The first item is to elect a chair pro tem. A pro tem officer has to be elected at each new board meeting. So I was the last pro tem chair, but that spot is now open for this meeting. So are there any nominations for the chair pro tem?
I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Okay. Lawrence, do you accept the nomination?
I do. Thank you, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the chair pro tem? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, Lawrence Reyes is the chair pro tem by acclamation. Lawrence, I am handing over the chair pro tem office to you for the rest of the meeting. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need good luck, too. I guess the next thing on the agenda is to elect a vice chair pro tem. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Dwayne Lark.
And do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you, Dwayne. Are there any other nominations? Are there any volunteers? Hearing none, do I move by acclamation? Are there any objections? Hearing none, Dwayne, you are Vice Chair Pro Tem. Thank you, Dwayne. Item on the agenda is to elect a Secretary Pro Tem. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Grace Aaron.
I accept.
You accept? Thank you, Grace. Are there any other nominations? Any volunteers? Hearing none, Grace. Are there any objections to Grace being Secretary Pro Tem? Hearing none, Grace, thank you so much for being Secretary Pro Tem.
You're welcome.
Item F on the agenda is excused absences. Were there any requested excused absences? I saw one from Chris Corey. Also an excused absence and a protest as well.
Bill Crozier also asked for an excused absence.
So that's two. Mm-hmm. Any other excused absences? So hearing none and having verified none other than Bill Crozier and Chris Corey, I move that that someone make a motion to accept those as excused absences.
So moved.
Any objection?
Make a motion to accept excused absences.
Thank you, Ralph. Are there any objections to that? Okay, and the other ones will be marked absent, I guess, right?
Unexcused.
Unexcused absence. Okay. Are there any objections to that or any concerns? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is identify timekeepers. Are there any volunteers? Are there any volunteers to keep time on the agenda items? Hearing none, I'll guess... I'll try to wing it as well.
Lauren,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll try to check
okay.
the time for people. But
okay, thank you so much, Greg.
Agenda items.
Can someone else keep the time for the agenda items?
I'll try to do that if nobody else wants to volunteer. This is Alex.
Who's that, Alex? Thank you, Alex.
Okay,
so we have identified two timekeepers. Thank you so much. Item H on the agenda is report out from closed session of October 20th, 2019. Does anyone have a report out of that session, October
20th, 2019? This is Grace. I should have it, but I don't have it to hand. Nancy, is it on Pacifica.org?
What?
The report out. Did it go on to Pacifica.org?
Oh, did I? Oh.
Can you find it and maybe read it to everybody, especially
okay,
on the stream? Oh, I have it. I have it. Would
you like
me to read it, Lauren, or if you have it, I can read it. I have it.
Go ahead. I
don't have it in front of me, so if someone who has it in front of them could read it, that would be great.
Yeah. I have it, Nancy, but if you have it also, you can read it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is a report out for October 20th, 2019, closed PNB meeting. On October 20th, 2019, the Pacifica National Board met in closed session and voted to ratify the motions from the October 13th, 2019 closed session to rescind the motion introduced by Director Bill Crozier on October 12, 2019, reproduced below, and the board voted on the restoration of WBAI per the motion reproduced below and discussed other personnel and legal issues and removed the vice chair and the secretary of the Pacifica National Board and elected pro tem officers for chair, vice chair, and secretary. In addition, on October 20, 2019, the Pacifica National Board voted to remove Ford Green as Pacifica Foundation's general counsel. So the referenced motions that were just mentioned were the rescinded motion was the motion to affirm actions needed to save Pacifica by Bill Crozier, and that was a motion to ratify the validity of the shutdown of WBAI, basically. And that was rescinded by the PNB on October 20th, 2019 in closed session. And the second motion that was voted on in that meeting was the motion to restore WBAI. So that's it for the report out, I believe. Let me look down. Yes, I believe that was all that we did. That's it.
Thank you for that, Grace. Are there any questions, concerns about this report out? Okay, hearing none, the report out is submitted. Are there any objections to the report out? Okay, hearing none, that will be the report out. Thank you so much, Grace, for doing that.
Welcome.
And Nancy. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is item I, report on court decision of November 6, 2019 in Manhattan, New York. Who wants to do that report out? I mean, who wants to report on the court decision? Alex, would you like to do that?
I didn't have anything prepared to do that, but I can give you a summary of what occurred in court, and if I have the court order that was issued, and I can actually read that. It's a pretty short one.
Okay. Summarize, and then if you could read that court order, I think that would be edifying. Thank you.
Okay. The judge, this is Judge Melissa Crane in New York Supreme Court, had gone over the arguments and the various briefs that were filed on both sides of this contentious issue. And before she made her ruling, she explained what the case was not about. And first of all, she said it was not about who controls the license. She said there were no FCC issues involved. She also said her ruling was not about what was the best or not the best financial plan for Pacifica or for WBAI. She saw the case as being that of an intra board dispute within a single organization. And the way to adjudicate disputes that happen within organizations, and these are not so uncommon, is that you go by the bylaws of the organization and any other regulations that govern the way that organization is supposed to behave. And she went according to a strict interpretation of our bylaws, and she explicitly ruled on the validity of the various national board meetings that were in contention. There was, first of all, the October 10th national board meeting, and that October 10th meeting was continued into October 11th and October 12th. Then there was another meeting on October 13th, and then there was another meeting on October 20th. Those were the meetings in contention. Now, on the October 10th meeting, which was continued until October 12th, there was a vote to ratify John Verniel's shutdown of WBAI, and that vote was reported to have won by a 9-7 margin. However, she pointed out that the votes on the prevailing side, only prevailed because the votes of several board members were not counted. And not only that, but they were not even allowed to participate in the debate. And she cited an affidavit by Sabrina Jacobs, who was the former vice chair of the National Board, in which Ms. Jacobs admitted to having muted several people during the debate, and therefore they were not really able to participate. And Ms. Jacobs explained her decision to do this on the basis that she was following the opinion of Attorney Ford Green, who claimed that certain members of the board, namely Alex Steinberg, James Sorgerton, and Sean Rhodes, had a conflict of interest. Okay, then the judge went into a discussion of how conflict of interest is defined in our bylaws. I don't have the bylaws in front of me right now, but essentially it came down to whether a board member had a direct pecuniary interest in the outcome of a decision on which he or she is voting. And she said it was perfectly clear that neither James Sorgerton nor Alex Steinberg had a pecuniary interest. And she also cited a section of the bylaws where, and if there is a question about whether there is a conflict of interest, it should be brought to a vote on the part of the membership. And no such vote was took place, and nor was even the possibility of raising the vote introduced at the October 12th meeting. So, and she explicitly said that the James Sorgerton and myself and other board members were being disenfranchised at, on the October 10th to 12th meeting. She did raise the possibility that perhaps Director Rhodes did have a conflict of interest because he is a member of paid staff and there were decisions that had implications as to the employment of WBAI staff. Okay, so that was what she said about the October 12th meeting. I don't recall, but I don't think she spent a lot of time discussing the October 13th meeting because it was kind of redundant because the decisions that were made on the October 20th meeting reaffirmed the decisions from the October 13th meeting. And she made it perfectly clear that the October 20th meeting was a valid meeting according to the bylaws notice requirements. She knocked down Attorney Ford Green's objections to the October 20th meeting. I don't know how many of those details you want me to go into, but I recall one of the objections was that Attorney Green said that the 7 days notice requirement does not count the day of the meeting itself. So in effect, he turned the 7 day notice requirement into an 8 day notice requirement. And he cited some section of the California Corporate Code as his justification for that. And Judge Crane said that the section of the California Corporate Code he cited for his justification had nothing to do with the bylaws of nonprofit organizations, but they were instead had to do with the notice requirements for serving subpoenas or something like that. So she threw out that opinion. She had some very harsh words to say about Attorney Ford Green's opinions in general. And so she said, since that was a valid meeting, she was then ruling that the in favor of the original TRO, which restored WBAI to its status prior to the October 7th shutdown. And then let me read the actual court order. Take me a minute to find it, but I do have it here somewhere. Now, the court order didn't say all that stuff, That will be in the court transcript. I think this is it. Okay. Pacifica Foundation. I'll skip the whereas. I don't know. Do you want me to read the whole thing, including the whereas clause?
The salient part, please.
It's not that long. Whereas petitioners, having commented this Article 78 proceeding on October, commenced this Article 78 proceeding on October 7th, 2019, by order to show cause and a temporary restraining order having been issued by Judge Nervo on that date, which temporary restraining order was vacated and modified by the Appellate Division on October 10th, 2019, and respondent having removed this matter to federal court on October 10th, 2019, and petitioners having voluntarily dismissed petitioners Alex Steinberg and James Silverton with prejudice on October 12th, 2019, and the federal court having remanded this matter back to New York State Supreme Court, County of New York on October 21st, 2019, and the parties having appeared for a hearing and oral argument on October 25th, 2019, and petitioners having moved to file a third amended petition and add 9 petitioners on October 28th, 2019, including petitioners Alex Steinberg and James Silverton, and respondent having moved by order to show cause on October 30th, 2019, to vacate the temporary restraining order, and this court having stated its finding on the record on November 6, 2019, and the petitioners and respondent having made statements on the record regarding the motion before the court on November 6, 2019, and this court having determined to reinstate the order of Judge Nervo dated October 7, 2019, and extend the relief granted therein in the form of a preliminary injunction. It is hereby ordered that petitioners' motion for leave to file their third amended complaint and add 9 petitioners is granted. And it is further ordered that respondents' motion to vacate the temporary restraining order is denied. And it is further ordered that pending the determination of this petition, respondent and its agents and employees are hereby restrained and enjoined pursuant to Section 1315 of the Not-for-Profit Corporation Law from 1. Seizing any property, office, or equipment of WBAI. 2. Terminating employees of Pacifica employed at WBAI. 3. Preventing WBAI from broadcasting its regularly scheduled programming as determined pursuant to the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. And 4. Interfering in any other way with the orderly administration of the business and affairs of WBAI. And it is further ordered that counsel for the parties shall consult for the purposes of developing a litigation schedule and to discuss the possible mediation of this dispute. And it's signed by the Honorable Melissa A. Crane. That's it.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for doing that. Are there any questions? Anybody want to be on a stack, or should we take a stack on this report? Hearing none, we'll move on. Are there any objections to this report? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to item J on the agenda. On agenda number 1, item J, it's announcement of nominations for National Board Affiliate Directors open per the bylaws on October 15, 2019. The deadline for the receipt of nomination is November 15, 2019. Notice is hereby given to affiliates and the public that the PNB will interview nominees for the 2 affiliate director positions in a special meeting for that purpose on December 9, 2019. Protocols for The email election of affiliate directors will also be decided in that December 9th meeting. New affiliate directors will be seated in the PNB special open meeting on December 19th, 2019. Now, I think we did receive a nomination for Robin Kalia of KCEI to continue as director. So that's one, and I don't think we've received any others yet, right?
Lawrence, I think I sent you his old nomination form just for you to see. That's from last.
Oh, did he resubmit it?
No. I just forwarded to you to see what it looked like. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'd like to. Okay. So I'd like to apologize to the body if I jumped the gun there. So the next item on agenda number two. Item number two. I mean, are there any concerns or questions about the announcement for nominations for National Board of Affiliate Directors? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to agenda approval number two. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as is?
So moved.
Thank you so much. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the agenda is approved.
Lawrence, you might have to just, for the benefit of the public, you might want to just read the agenda.
Okay. I can do that.
And Crozier for the stack.
Okay, Crozier, hold on a second. I'll have you on the stack as the first person. Welcome, Bill. Okay, so... the motion, the items on the agenda is three, approval of minutes of October 20th open session. That's 3 minutes. No, agenda approval is 5 minutes. Minutes approval is 3 minutes. And then there's a motion by Grace Aaron to adjourn the closed session. No, disregard that. So that's it. I don't see any other items on the agenda other than the motions that have been submitted.
The
motion, Nancy? I got it right in front of me, Nancy. The motion for mediation?
Is that on the open?
Yes.
I believe that's on the open session, yeah.
I'm looking for it. Well,
agenda item 10.
Agenda item 10. Go ahead.
Item 10 is adjourned.
Yeah, I made a mistake. Adjourned should be
adjourned. Item 10 is adjourned. So let's just make that 10B will be adjourned, okay? Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. So the mediation motion by Chris Corey, Nancy Snowden, and Eileen Rosen is item 10 on the agenda. I don't want to go backwards, so I'm going to go from 4 on, and then I'll go to you, Bill. Go ahead, Bill. I'm going to take you out of turn. I want you to go ahead and speak, Bill.
And excuse me for being late. You mentioned the motion number 10, because I don't see it on the agenda. Which motion was that?
That's a motion for mediation.
Okay, well, I move that up to immediately following agenda approval. I mean, that's really key to a lot of what we're doing, and I think we need to be looking at that as the first thing.
Okay, can you submit that motion, Bill?
By putting that motion, pardon?
Can you submit that motion to Secretary Pro Tem, Grace, please? And then I'll ask for a second.
I can read it if you'd like.
No, I have it. I have it. I just want you to submit your motion to move it up on the agenda to Great Pattern. Is there a second for that motion to move from Bill Crozier to move motion 10 up right after the agenda approval?
Mansoor.
Hi, Mansoor. Do you second that motion?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor seconds the motion to move up motion 10 to right after agenda approval.
This is okay. Wally joining the call.
All right, thank you, Wally. Welcome. All right, so we're going through the agenda, Wally. There's a motion on the floor right now to move motion 10 up on the agenda to right after agenda approval. So I guess what will be in line right now, if I'm correct, is to take a discussion, a stack on that motion, to move up motion 10 to after agenda approval, before agenda approval. Are there anybody that want to be on the stack?
May I motivate first?
Alex, on the
stack. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill. Motivate your motion.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been fighting over WBI stuff for quite some time. It's just really non-productive. And I appreciate what Nancy and Eileen and Chris worked out is it's also in alignment with what both Judge Engelmeyer and what Judge Crane suggested or recommended, I'm not sure what the right term is, to work things out towards mediation. And I think a lot of the other problems will go away if we can do that. We're spending too much time fighting with each other, and it seems like that should be a really high priority, and that's why it should be the next item on the agenda after we get finished with agenda approval. And, you know, we can discuss the details then when we get to that motion. If you want, I can give you more specifics now, but the main point is that it's really urgent and important, and, you know, it's not glamorous or whatever, like, you know, we're going to do this or that or whatever. It's a process, and what we need is a process more than anything else to reach agreement to solve some of the biggest underlying problems we have, like the survival of the Pacifica Foundation and how we're going to work out things so that WBI can survive and be sustainable and get more listeners and grow and, you know, help fulfill our mission. It's hard to imagine anything more important than that. So that's why I want to move that up.
All right. Thank you, Bill, for motivating. So the discussion should be centered on whether this motion is going to be placed ahead, right after agenda approval, motion number 10 on the motion to create a path forward for mediation. So I'll take a stack.
Alex on the stack. Alex?
Dwayne's on the stack.
Okay.
Grace on the stack.
Okay, so I got Alex. Who said Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Grace. And who else? There was someone else. Okay, so I got Alex Steinberg.
Mansoor,
okay. Mansoor, I got Alice Steinberg, Mansoor, Dwayne Lard. No, I got Alice Steinberg, Grace Aaron, Dwayne Lard, and Mansoor Sabah. Okay. Take it away, Alex.
Okay.
You're on the floor.
Yeah, I have no objection to the concept of mediation. I think that would be a good thing to do. However, the basis for any mediation must be a prior agreement to abide by certain rules and procedures, and to above all, to abide by the law. So,
Alice, 1 second. Can you focus in on your remarks to whether it should be moved up on the agenda, and then those other particulars we'll discuss when the motion arises.
I'm about to get to that. The first order on the agenda, I believe, is a motion I introduced that essentially directs the National Board and Pacifica to follow, to abide by the decisions of the court ruling of November 6th. And I think we have to pass that motion before we can discuss mediation, because one thing we've seen in the last few weeks is when people decide to act outside the boundaries of the bylaws and outside the boundaries of the law, very bad things ensue. So let's agree on that first, and then we can discuss mediation. So therefore, I am opposed to moving that motion up before the motion to motion number four. Well, it's number four on the agenda.
Could you explain yourself a little bit better? It was so vague, I couldn't follow you.
The motion I would like to discuss first is the motion that the Pacifica National Board decides to abide by the November 6, 2009 ruling of the New York Supreme Court Justice, Melissa Crane. I don't want to read the whole motion, but that's what I'm referring to. I think we need to pass that motion so that we are all on a common ground here before we can discuss mediation. We need to know that rules are going to be obeyed.
Hey, thank you for that, Alex, and thank you for your question, Mansoor. I just want to ask board members to ask for the floor from the chair, please, from the pro tem chair, myself. Okay?
Lawrence,
please don't jump because that disrupts the flow. All right, so I got Dwayne Lawrence. I mean, Grace Aaron, I'm sorry. Grace Aaron, you have the floor.
Yes. There are a number of things that are very important to get to in this meeting. The first one is items 3 and 4 on the agenda are to approve minutes. That's really important for legal reasons. The next thing is, as Alex stated, we must decide as a body to abide by the court ruling and to stop further litigation. We as a board can prevent the foundation for further dragging this litigation out, and I think that would do more to save money and to set the groundwork for a mediation. And the next thing is, currently we have no Pacifica Council approved by this body, so we have to start preparing to choose a new Pacifica Council in case we have legal questions. So those four things really need to be done before we start discussing mediation. Mediation is very important. Both judges did, and I am totally in favor of it. But we must get our legal house in order first and stop this litigation that's ongoing. So I think that if anywhere we want to put it on the agenda, it has to be after number 7 and possibly just leave it where it is on the agenda. But that's up to the body. But I would not accept it anywhere earlier than number 8 on the agenda.
Lawrence, Chris for the staff.
Okay, I got you, Chris. It's Corey, right?
Dwayne,
Jim,
got it. Jan Goodman for the stack.
Jan Goodman to the stack. Welcome, Jan and Chris. Good to hear you again. Okay, so I got Dwayne Lard. Then I have Mansoor Sabat. Then I have Chris Corey and Jan Goodman. Dwayne Lard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say on the onset, I'm not averse to mediation with understanding before going into mediation. And the question is, who's going into mediation? What form of mediation? So when you work that out, that should be in the motion.
Okay.
Before just saying a blanket motion of mediation, which is meaningless.
Hold on one second. Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor.
And the chair aptly will focus me back on what the real discussion here is whether I support moving this up. And I do not, because I understand that there are individuals who are now on the stack who wasn't even on the call to give quorum. And now that there's quorum, all of a sudden it's supposed to be the most important thing. That is not a good way to start mediation. So let's just have a clear understanding that we have an agenda. The agenda was set. So don't come into the meeting with the intention of saying you want to do the right thing and you want to be fair and you want to respect others and then try to make the most important thing to you on the agenda the number one thing over everything else everyone has properly, timely placed on the agenda. If you want to come for mediation and you want to come fair, come with clean hands. Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Who?
The parliamentarian.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, I just wanted you to remind the board members to make sure that they speak to moving it up or not moving it up. Just want you to remind
them. Thank you so much.
A lot of times people are going into other discussions, and this discussion is to move it up or not move it up.
Thank you so much, Mr. Parliamentarian. Our point well taken. Please speak to whether we want this motion to be moved up after agenda approval. And the other particulars we could talk when we get to the motion. Okay? Mansoor Sabah, you have the floor.
All right. Thank you. I am for moving it up, and my reasoning is you don't precondition mediation to do mediation. You don't say we want to start from 0.0 or 0.10 or 0.5 to start a mediation. Mediation starts with agreeing to sit around the table, across the table, and then discuss what needs to happen. So I'm all for moving the item to the top of the agenda after agenda approval so we can actually discuss what it is to the best of interest of the foundation that needs to be dealt with. Otherwise, everybody on the board knows that Pacifica has no money. We're going to go down within 3 to 6 months if we
please
don't do anything.
Please respond to the points. Point of order, Chair.
Please
can
speak
you
to just moving it up or not. I'm not sure.
So I did, yeah, and I was given my
thank
reasons.
You.
Am I not supposed to give my reasons why I wanted to move up?
Well, I think you already spoke that you wanted it to be moved up, but then you went into other particulars. So I would consider ruling you out of order if you don't come back to focus on this item whether to move it up or not.
Chair, as you and parliamentarian put it forward to say you have to say whether you want the item to be moved up or down and then give your reasons. And I was given my reason why I wanted to be moved up. If you want to,
well, that's not what I've got. But go ahead and speak, Mr. Sabat.
No, I'm willing to hear parliamentarians' decision on this, and I would abide.
Well, you already. My decision is that you already spoke to moving it up. You were in favor of it. Right after that, I think the discussion should have stopped. But you're adding like Pacific going broke and all of that. So that's why I was considering ruling you out of order. But I will refer to the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum,
sure.
Can you chime in on this, please?
Yes, I would say that Pacifica going broke has nothing to do with moving that up on the agenda or not.
Am I supposed to give my reasons why I wanted to move up on the agenda, Mr. Parliamentarian, or no?
Yes, you're supposed to do that. You're absolutely correct. But
okay, so
your reason,
that was my reason. I understand that not everybody would agree with my reason, but I was expressing my reason why I needed to be moved up.
Because Pacifica is going broke.
Okay,
so
I heard that. I haven't heard that. I will move on to the next person on the stack, Mr. Sabat.
Mr. Chair, this is Secretary, but point of order, timekeeper.
Go ahead, Grace. What's your point of order?
We're out of time for this agenda item.
Okay, so we'll go to a vote.
Move to extend.
Move to extend time.
How long?
15 minutes, because there are many people who want to speak on this issue.
Okay, there's an objection.
Object.
Yeah. You want to modify?
Point of order, still.
How about 8 minutes?
Hold on, Jan, don't speak out of turn. People are addressing the chair. Please address the chair. Bill Crozier asked for a point of order. I'm going to yield the floor to Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have not approved an agenda yet, so the time on the draft agenda doesn't apply. That only applies after we've approved the agenda, and you can ask our parliamentarian if you agree. And the second point is that to be fair, we should have an equal number of people speaking for and against. And Mansoor is the only person other than me, as the maker of the motion, who's been able to speak in favor of it. All the other people have been opposed. So it's not fair
to not have... I would take that point of order. Well taken. I will go ahead to move to someone that is for moving this up on the agenda out of order. So I would think maybe Chris Corey, since you... One of the authors, are you in favor of moving this up?
Yes, sir, I am.
What?
Okay, go ahead, Chris. Speak. You have the floor.
Okay. I just wanted to address the concern of others here that that this motion doesn't address the legal issues and therefore shouldn't be placed this high on the agenda. But in fact, it does address the legal issues. It's part of the motion. Furthermore, the inclusivity factor was included, and I know that it's not in the motion, but it was included in the email in which the motion was sent. The plan is to include everybody, and so that's just a clarification point. We didn't want to get into the specifics of the mediation because it seemed like a board matter to me to do that. I mean, if an outside party is going to, construct the mediation for us, then that's just not okay. I mean, that's not how things should be done at Pacifica, and that's not how they ever have been done at Pacifica. So it didn't make sense to call out the details of the mediation, but those are a couple that we suggested in the email that was sent out, if anybody had bothered to read it. And I don't know whether that happened or not. It was sent out somewhat late, and I apologize for that. It was very difficult.
We all got it, Chris.
To put
I read it.
Okay, good. So all of those points, all of the objections that I've heard so far are actually addressed in the motion itself and in the text that was attached to the motion as it was sent out to the PNB. And I would suggest that anybody, before they start objecting, should read through it. It doesn't take long. It's not an essay. It's just a few simple paragraphs and a few simple bullet points, and you should be able to manage that, I would think, while we're all sitting here so jovially talking. So I would encourage anybody who's feeling the urge to object to this to go ahead and read it before they object, so that they know whether their objections are met by the motion itself.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Point of order?
Your words. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I got. I'm gonna put myself on the stack. I got Ron after Jan Goodman. So this is an attempt to bring us together again. Okay. I think Alice's motion number 6 addresses some of the concerns from those who want mediation, but yet we want to stop this blank check for attorney fees. So I would hope that the pro people in regards to the mediation motion would look at motion 6 as an additional compromise to stop this war. This is a war that we've been in. And so I'm hoping that motion 6 is an attempt to compromise to get to motion 10. So with that, are there any other concerns in regards to moving this motion up right after the agenda approval?
Lawrence, would you like me to address that, or would you like to move on?
Who's that?
It's up to you. This is Chris.
No, it's okay. No, because I have Jan Goodman. I'm going to take Jan Goodman, and then anyone else that is concerned about moving up the motion on the agenda, I will take you. But I want to get us to a vote. So let's go ahead.
Request information, Bill.
Really quick, Bill, because I have Jan Goodman. I want to get to her.
You mentioned Alex's motion number 6. I don't see that, and I didn't see it emailed. Can somebody send that, please, to the whole board?
Yeah, Grace did put out the agenda, and it is in the agenda. I don't want to read it because it's Grace, if you could send it to Bill, or maybe if you could just
CFO
send it out again.
Number 6.
I'll send it out
number 6
again.
Is the CFO report.
I'll send it out.
Okay, Grace, send it out to the whole board again. All right, thank you, Bill, for your request for information. Jan Goodman, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Yes, I would. The reason that I want to move this up to as high on the agenda as possible is that we've had two judges have recommended mediation, and the major part of that is that it's better to have the parties resolve the problem than to have the courts resolve the problem in a way that maybe neither party would like, and I would like to, and so that should be our first point of our focus, is getting together and resolving these problems. And I would like to yield the rest of my time to Chris so that he can finish explaining what he was about and ready to explain a second ago.
Okay, I will allow Chris an additional minute. Chris, you have an additional minute.
Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, the legal concerns that have been raised here are actually part of the motion, as I mentioned before. And I think everybody is concerned about that. We're squandering resources, not only the financial resources of Pacifica, but we're also squandering our personal resources engaging in this fight rounding up legal help, and it's ridiculous. And I know that we're all better than this. I know that we all have the best interests of Pacifica at heart, and that we want to move the institution to a place where each of the individual stations is profitable or gainful, in the words of in the parlance of nonprofits. And I don't see any possible way to do that without engaging in mediation. And so it seems to me like it's the most important thing that we could possibly be discussing right now. And I understand and sympathize with those that want to go back to the court order, but the motion actually contains language about that. And I would just really prefer that we vote on the motion and get that process started. I think it'll create a new environment for us as a working body.
That's it, Chris.
Is that a minute? I'm sorry. I forgot that I only had a minute. My apologies.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is great.
So,
I'd like to call the question and go to a vote on this. We're moving this up on the agenda or not?
Chris, you are very hard to hear.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm gonna make a decision here because this is a really critical time. I'm hoping that everybody has read motion 6, item number 6. Yes.
I still don't see it.
You have what?
Lawrence, could you please ask Grace to speak louder because we can hardly hear her.
Grace, can you repeat what you just said, Grace?
Okay. I would like to call the question and take a vote on whether we want to move this item on mediation up to the first thing after agenda approval or not.
Okay. So I've heard the parliamentarian say once that calling the question is one of the highest orders in Robert Rules of Order. So is that correct, parliamentarian? Should we go right to a vote?
That is a motion that would need to be seconded, and it takes a two-thirds vote.
Okay, seconded. Thank you, parliamentarian. Who second?
This is Ron.
Thank you, Ron. And I apologize, I didn't get to you, Ron. Okay, so let's take...
I have a point of order. This is Grace. A question for the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum, we haven't approved the agenda yet. I don't think it should take a two-thirds vote to end debate because there's a free form. There's no limit to this debate. So maybe I'm wording my motion incorrectly. I'd like to end debate on this so we can get on with the agenda.
Mr. Parliamentarian, what say you?
The approval of the agenda takes a majority vote, but to stop people from debating any further on anything, and I mean anything,
takes a two-thirds vote. Because you got to think about the rights of the people who want to continue debate. So that's why it takes a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian, for clarifying that. Okay, so we'll go to a vote. I don't believe this is debatable, right, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Yeah, you have to take a vote on this motion first.
Right,
you know,
okay.
And if the motion, you know, if you win by two-thirds, then you have to go right to the vote on moving this thing up. But guess what? If
what?
The motion to for this previous question gets voted down or you don't reach a two-thirds vote, then you can continue debating.
Okay. That's scary. All right. thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. All right. So let's go to a vote. Grace, you want to take the roll?
Sure. Grace Aaron votes yes to end debate. Gary Bost? Not here. Robin Collier? Not here. Chris Corey?
No, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, thank you. Jan Goodman? Okay, I can't hear you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs?
Hi, I'm sorry, I was muted. No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Not here. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
Come back to me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton? James Sagerton? Can't hear you. Nancy Sorden? Can't hear Nancy. Alex Steinberg? Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going back. I couldn't hear James Sagerton. Yes is to end debate. No is to not end debate. I can't hear you, James.
Okay.
Okay. What about Nancy?
I'm hearing some background noise. Can somebody mute?
Somebody please mute themselves if you don't have the floor.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, are you Great. Here? Yes.
No.
Okay.
Come back to
Eileen Rosen?
Yes, to end debate.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah, you passed?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton? Okay. Can't hear James. Nancy Sorden?
You already called me. No.
Okay. All right, so we have, let's see. I hear someone. Is that James? Did you come back? All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Seven. I got to redial.
Hold on.
Okay.
Or patch
James
me in.
Madam Secretary,
okay.
I have James patched in on my call if you haven't taken the roll.
finished it yet.
Okay. No, I'm not done yet. I haven't counted yet. James, or yes is to end debate, no is to not end debate.
Yes.
Okay. So that's 10 to end debate, and we have, let me just count the no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven no's. So, Lawrence, there are 10 yeses and 7 no's. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes? Okay. So now let me just make sure. So that's 11 to 7. I think the vote fails. So what's two-thirds of the – what is two-thirds?
It's 10 to 7, but it's not two-thirds.
It would say 12 for two-thirds.
It's 11 to 7.
One short.
Okay. So we can keep debating then. Let me make sure I have the count right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. So it's 11 to 7, doesn't reach the two-thirds threshold. So we can continue debate then.
Okay. This is James. I'm back on the call. I apologize. I got knocked off.